What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, hello, hello. It's Heidi.
Nobody cares.
Hey, everybody. Oh, wow. It's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
Fucker.
Nelson.
What?
How's it going, Saul? I gave them 1.3 children. I gave them 1.3 children.
Creepy Joe. Joe Biden gets into ASMR. Camierda goes to the border. And guys, what does cryptocurrency, antivirus, sex orgies, a murder in Belize all have in common?
That sounds like a really good time,
Clintons.
By the way.
Stick around. We're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
Orgies.
The
Salty Show.com.
Well, Heidi, welcome back.
I
was surprised to see you because Jeremy, normally the way that it happens is if you're not coming, Jeremy responds for you. So I was like, oh, Heidi's not going to be on the show today.
And you know what? Normally that's what happens.
Actually, so I was ready to go. I was all dressed. I was at the door. I was ready to go. And then I had the worst diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That was last week.
I went running to the bathroom. I was like dying.
He's naturally
like
disgusted.
Six times. It was horrible.
I don't know
what I did, but I cleaned out.
Oh my
And you know
God.
Women's diarrhea is worse than men.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah,
there's
it
like
is.
All sorts Why? Of smells coming yeah, out of yeah. there. Because
why would it be any different?
It's different.
It was like it's mud. Different. It was gross.
Oh. No. Girls, women are like the ultimate dumpster when it comes to taking a shit.
Oh,
you know what
man.
I'm saying? There's all sorts of smells that come out of there.
Yeah.
From their ass to their fucking kooka.
Stop it.
What?
You know what I mean?
What's my kooka does not smell when
oh,
I
it's all mixed.
What's that is so gross.
It's like,
I don't know,
like
but I liked
sweat.
It. Ew. I liked it. No. I'm going to use kooka from now on. I'm teaching the girls kooka. you know what I like about kooka is it's really close to cunt, and I like that word
oh,
too.
God.
So.
God. Wow, this is, this is a family show. He monetized.
Way to start it off. Way to start it off.
But I do have something.
What's going on?
Cuntalingus.
So I want to know how many other states this is happening in.
What?
Here in Arizona, they have new commercials that they're airing on
woke?
On TV, apparently regular TV. And it starts out within the commercial before it gets to the ending within the commercial, it shows different things. One of them is like a library and it says, how will your children learn how to research in a library? And everything is about like,
they
how
won't.
Will your children
you?
Do this? And how will your children do that? And it's all these things. Hmm? How will your children socialize in large groups? And how will your children learn how to like different sports stuff and whatever? And at the very, very end, it says, please enroll your children in public schools
oh,
for this.
They're desperate.
So Arizona's public school system is so desperate and is in so much trouble with their enrollment for the upcoming 21-22 year that they have public advertising and commercials that they're doing.
Advertise.
They're paying to beg you to please put your kids in the public school system. That is nuts.
I love
that is nuts.
So something I love it
too.
Me but
too.
Something
Trust
that
me.
Happened today, though, a loss for the students. They did vote to fund students over systems, and it failed in the state legislature.
Hmm.
What do you mean?
Because normally,
the
like that's school choice. The money that they
following
voted on
student.
To give more money towards the student. Because right now, the student does get a decent amount in Arizona, but they voted to give more. And three Republicans sided with the Democrats that voted nay. So it was a split 28-28.
I wonder why.
Okay, wait a minute. They voted no to put more money into the school system?
No, more money into the student. So they voted against giving more money to the student and give it to the system.
Yeah, but I guess I'm confused because the system is crashing. And I thought that the thing they were voting for was let the money follow the kid
right.
versus letting the money.
Right. So they voted against
letting it follow
right.
the kid.
So they do have money that follow, you know, like they do school choice here, but they wanted to give more, I believe. Like I forget the whole bill.
Because I thought that the bill was saying, like for us, for example, we homeschool. And because we haven't set up a specific entity for that homeschooling, we can't like claim that we're paying our homeschool. So we don't get to claim any of that money back. Now, if we set up the entity, it's like a business, right? Then I can write it all off as, I'm the school that's teaching my kids. And so my understanding was that Arizona was voting to say it's going to follow the kids so that when we go to file our taxes, we can say our kid is homeschooled. They're not in the public system. And this is the expenses that we pay every month maybe to educate our kids.
Maybe that would
and get that money back, because some states let you do that. Some states let you file and collect your money back for the homeschooling expenses.
Maybe that's maybe that was the point.
Well, I think it makes a lot of sense to, you know, have the money follow the kid. It's like logic or right. just completely get the government out of it. It just, you know, right. what I mean, like let and the private handle that. There are private right. organizations mm-hmm. that handle this so much better. And whenever there is a, you know, disagreement, guess what? You take your child and you take him somewhere else. It's the free, right. the free enterprise, capitalism. It works, folks. People vote with their feet. They vote with the best product. We have fucking phones.
That, you know what else scares?
Yeah, go ahead.
You know what scares me, though, that I would like to know? If they didn't pass that, did they pass the opposite of that, or did they clear the one where it was saying that they're going to start paying you if your kids are in this public school?
You got to look it
up. Like they're going to take the money from us from taxes and pay the families a stipend because your kids are attending public school. And that what they were trying to get through Arizona as well.
That's a terrible.
Yeah, no, I don't think that got
if passed, the other one failed. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'll have to look it all up.
Look it all up. But they, you know.
All right.
Not that it matters. My kids are homeschooled. They're going to stay that way. So
let's get down to this because, you know, I love that news because it means less indoctrination. The news about, you know, schools, right. you know, people leaving in droves from the school systems, you know, because we got to end this freaking, we got to end it somehow. We got to start taking our country back. Now, we got to start. Let's start off with Joe Biden. What is up with your president? Yeah, yeah. So. Tim did the interpretation.
He's not my president. But
let me show you the video.
Don't make fun of my president.
Of him being a creep. He's a creep, dude. Watch this shit. So weird.
Does he say that to Jill when he's about to come?
People are waiting for relief.
Jill,
watch this.
About to come. Got them $1.9 trillion relief so far.
Oh my God.
They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. This week for childcare, a lot has been happened already. Number one,
he does.
Number two, I'm going to fight like heck to get them the rest of what I think has to be done. And these are really tough decisions, Senator. I don't in any way dismiss what Senator Murphy says about the environment. Don't dismiss it at all. Just remind him, I wrote the bill on the environment.
I wrote the bill.
Why would I not be for it?
Why are we whispering?
I don't know what we're whispering about.
Why is he whispering? Anyways, have you guys done the
because spit on your back. Because if he whispers, people are paying closer attention.
Do you guys listen to ASMR audios?
No, what? No.
You've never heard ASMR?
As the mouth?
I've heard of
ASMR. I don't know what it stands for, but it's auditory, some freaking...
As the mouth.
No, basically it's people talking like that on a microphone. But, you know, saying nice things or whatever. There's a whole community of people who like do this online and people who listen to this.
Talk like this.
But you know how every time like I listen to that kind of sound, it's just weird. In fact, you know, when we were doing our little skits, I remember always continuing running into ASMR audios because I was like, no, I don't want an ASMR. I just want this. And it's like me making bread in the morning. And it's like, that's all it is. It's just like people whispering.
Makes me so angry. It actually confuses the shit out of me when I hear people talk like that.
Yeah, it's also something used with children. They say if you're like if you want your child to understand how angry you are about something, don't yell at them. Instead, lower your voice to a whisper.
This is why we have a bunch of cucks,
right?
As children, right? Oh, shit. Running the streets.
Seriously, if you yell, you're going to hurt their feelings.
Just wave your hands.
One of his whispers, I don't know if you got it. I may not have played it, but on one of his whispers, he, you know, he's talking about, because people are asking him, Biden, people aren't going to work. And he goes, pay them more, pay them more. And I want to address that point here because.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
Pay them more.
Yeah.
Someone brings up the fact that
there are a bunch of people not working.
Right.
And his answer is pay them more.
Yeah, we're not offering enough pay for the job.
The government needs to stop paying them to not work. It's pay them more than the government is willing to pay them to not work.
Correct. Exactly. Correct.
Yeah.
You're an idiot, Joe Biden.
He's an idiot.
So here's the thing. Look, his response to the fact that employers can't find workers. How many people who I know, who are, self-employed and are trying to hire people say, I can't find workers. Now, his solution is pay them more. The guy who's been in public office for fucking 50 years, right? He's been on the public dole his entire goddamn life. He's never run a business. He has no fucking clue. And you know what his, but he, this is what how Democrats reason. He's like, well, you know what? If the businesses won't do it, the small business won't do it, the government will do it. So we'll continue to print money to create this, continue this dependency on government. And he says, because he mentions in that speech, consequential, we got to do this because there's, we may never recover from this shit that you're doing, Biden. And, we're not going to recover from those ramifications of these choices that this motherfucker and his goddamn party, because it's not him. He's a product of this leftist ideology that's freaking taking over the world. Now, okay, so in the same speech, I don't know if it's the same speech or maybe another one, but he gives a talk on gun violence. I think it's the same speech, right, Tim?
Yes.
I was about to call you Biden.
Yes, gun violence.
Stop it, Biden.
Gun violence.
Tim Biden.
Gun violence.
In an attempt to make the case, to end.
He's an idiot.
Yeah. Listen to what he says, Jeremy. And I think last week or a few weeks ago, we were talking about, what's the logic behind citizens owning, high capacity rifles or, like things like AK-47s and machine guns and all this and all that. Let me play for you. This is Joe Biden.
He can't even open his fucking eyes.
The Second Amendment, from the day it was passed, limited the type of people who could own a gun and what type of weapon you could own. You couldn't buy a cannon. Those who say the blood of the blood of patriots, and all the stuff about how we have to move against the government. Well, the tree of liberty is not water with the blood of patriots. What's happened is that there are never been, if you wanted to think you need to have weapons to take on the government, you need F-15s and maybe some nuclear weapons. The point is F-15s? That it's always been the ability to limit, rationally limit.
I ordered mine
limit
yesterday, by the way. No.
Okay, so.
No.
Okay.
No.
Jeremy.
Nowhere in.
He's going to nuke.
Does it say you can't?
He wants to nuke the citizens.
Jeremy, go ahead, Jeremy. I'll let you talk.
Well, no, basically that's bullshit. He's saying from the day one. Yeah. That somewhere in the Constitution, and if anybody can find it, please let me know. Joe Biden is saying that in the Constitution somewhere, it says you can't have a cannon.
It's not there.
Bullshit.
In fact,
I know people that own cannons.
Right. It says infringe, not to infringe.
It's in the Bill of Rights. It's the second one. And on top of that, it uses a word, a direct word that says shall not be what?
Infringed.
Which means you don't even flirt with the idea. You know what I mean? Like, you don't even get to. But look, one thing that he does say, I think he's correct when he makes the claim, because he says, that governments have always tried to limit the rights of their citizens. You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Yet the founding fathers understood that the Revolutionary War was won because regular citizens were able to join the fight for freedom because they had guns that were deemed illegal. Okay. This is again why the Second Amendment is clear and it's specific, and we need to understand what Biden is saying. Biden wants to.
You don't know what he's saying.
Biden wants to, whoever wrote his speech is saying, leftist. Biden wants to intimidate patriots by overwhelming them with the feeling of futility that. To go up against an all-powerful government is not worth it. And I'm going to go ahead, Jeremy. Go ahead.
I guess my argument to that would be is you have to realize the majority of the people that are joining the military are on my side.
Yes.
They want their guns. They agree with the freedom to own guns.
Right. Not if you're watching the TV ads.
Well, I'm saying in real life.
They love people.
So to this point, premium. So the point is that if Joe Biden says, you know, to whatever the army, you need to go storm this state because they're allowing people to own guns. And the Bubba's in that military group's going to go, well, what's wrong with owning guns? I own guns. Everybody I know owns guns. What's wrong with that?
So pause on that real quick.
Okay.
So they said you can't overthrow the government because you need nuclear bombs and fucking
F-15.
I don't need a nuclear bomb or an F-15. I need a pilot who's sitting F-15 who agrees with me.
Time out. No, because we were told on January 6th that 400 people stormed the Capitol and almost took over the government without guns. So which is it? Guns to overthrow the government or a bunch of grandmas that walked right in and...
After the security guards let them in, took the gates down a little bit.
Which is it? Because you're saying you need all these weapons to do it, but these guys just walked right in, apparently, right? And they almost took over the whole thing. But it's just weird that all the Congress people were in buildings way nowhere close to this. So,
well, look, to Tim's point, I get what you're saying, Jeremy. You know that there's military people who would not follow these orders. However, and I'm going to show you the testimony of a general
Wile E. Coyote,
you know, the secretary, what is it? The Joint Chiefs of Staff, you know, whatever role that he plays of what he said, dude. Okay. But we're going to get there now.
Okay.
There is this tweet thread that what's his name? Tim Cast. I'm going to read a little bit of it. I may not, but go find it. And basically what he to summarize it, basically what he says is you know, we're the product of the sacrifices that our founding fathers made. Right. And it wasn't a walk in the park for them. Right. They risked everything, their lives, their freedom, the lives of their family, you know, for this radical idea of liberty from a tyrannical government. OK, so our country was founded on people who overthrew an all-powerful government at that time, Joe Biden, right? So, you know, I'm not going to read it, but it's a beautiful thread. It's a long thread, and he gives examples of the founding fathers and what they did. These weren't just men who were like, oh yeah, you know what? Yeah, let's have a revolution. Cool. No, they risked jail time. They risked their lives. Okay, and we are the products of that. So, and I believe, you know, in my conversations with a lot of conservatives, that a lot of people would be willing to go that path if it were to come to it. And, you know, we all have convinced ourselves that, you know, we'd be the courageous patriots that would have stood, you know, against the tyrants of history. And there are some. I'm not going to say that. But Jordan Peterson, I'm going to bring this point up again because I've made it before. Jordan Peterson made a great point. And he mentions it often, where he says, statistically, we'd either be the cowards or the willing participants of oppression, right? He makes that point, dude. So when we say, well, you know what, maybe some people would not follow orders, a great majority of people did in Germany, knowing that this shit was wrong. They turned a blind eye. And I don't think we're special. There's a lot of people we'd like to think we are. But I don't want to put ourselves in that position. I pray to God that if we're put in that position, that we make the right choice.
Real quick to that point.
Go ahead.
To your point about, you know, people, you know, you would think they would do the right thing and not just follow orders.
Right.
Earlier in the week, there was a school board meeting in like Loudoun, Virginia, where people spoke out, you know, and they protested. They were in there. They disrupted the school board meeting. Cops arrested the guy. And he's like, I'm here with my constitutional rights, free speech. I'm not burning buildings. I'm not doing nothing. I'm here expressing my freedom of speech, my First Amendment right. The school board looked at the sheriff and says, I want that man arrested for trespassing. They said, sir, put your hands behind your back. Okay. And you know what they said? I'm just doing my job.
Mm-hmm. So that happened.
That happened
here in Arizona at Scottsdale Community. Right.
So when you say that people won't just do what they're told because it's not the right thing to do. Yeah, no. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah, look,
they want that check. They got a family to feed. They don't know you.
If that example, like Tim says, police officers and law enforcement who are so quick to enforce these laws, stupidity. We saw it during COVID everywhere.
Yep. Churches being closed. I'm just going to use COVID as an example. Look,
and if Biden's words, if all that what we saw, and in Biden's words today, that insinuate that he's willing to use fucking nuclear weapons on his own citizens. What a fucking fool! But if Biden's words don't convince you of the need to arm yourself, dear American citizen, listen to the words of this Mark. What is it, Wiley or Miley? Whatever his name is, he's the Army General Miley. And chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staffs. Okay, a buffoon leading our military today. What he does is he defends the reason for teaching critical race theory to military students, dude.
Remember who put him there?
This is exactly. Now, I'm going to
Trump.
But look, the Trump was under the advice. He surrounded himself with people who, in my opinion, I don't know if he would do it around this time again. And I think he left a lot of people in there who he should have removed immediately. But you know what? He's like, he played the game and he was like, I'm going to do this, believing that there were people who were going to do the right thing, who advised him wrong. You see what I'm saying? Like, I think Trump surrounded himself with good people, but there were a lot of snakes there. And it's evident now, especially with the whole thing with, and I'm still seeing video evidence, dude, how the FBI is looking more and more like they were involved in the January 6th insurrection. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting. All right. So let me play to you Mark Miley. Okay. Listen to his words. Again, he's defending the reason why he wants to continue teaching or why critical race theory was taught to military students.
I would like to yield some of my time to General Milley because I know that he had some comments that he wanted to make when Representative Gates was talking.
Sure. First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers of being, quote, woke or something else because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African Americans that were 3/4 of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it. And we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know. And I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets. But I want to know. And it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make
that's white rage.
All right, so I'm gonna comment on this.
That's the epitome of white rage, by the way. That's white rage.
I'm going to commit.
Is it? I don't
know. I need to really comment mad on this because this is important to mention because, see, there is a there's a lot of points that I want to address on his whole thing. But what he says is he wants to understand white rage. Right. Those were his words, quote unquote, white rage. And, you know, when he says it, if you saw his reaction, you know, when he says, oh, yeah, we were attacked on January 6th. And that's why, and he's adamant about, you know, just the way. And but when he spoke about Karl Marx and Lenin, oh, that's OK. You know, when he spoke about the insurrection, you saw the visceral reaction in his face. And look, his logic is flawed. And he was being disingenuous because he said, look, I read Mao Zedong. Does that make me a communist? Right. So he's saying I read Marx's books. But he doesn't mention that those books were written by the people who held those ideas. Okay. Do you think this guy, Mr. Drunk with Power, Sideshow Mark, whatever the fuck his name is, do you think that the books on quote unquote white rage are written by those who have positive views of white history? So please spare us your false equivalencies and acknowledge that he has a hate towards conservatism. He doesn't like the people on the other side of the political spectrum. To me, I don't like it, because when you defend critical race theory and you, because you want to understand it, it's a lie. It's a fucking lie, because if you read that shit, it talks bad about American history. That's why he mentions, oh, well, America wasn't, you know, this and that. Yes, America wasn't perfect, but America stood head over heels. I'm sorry, head over, you know, above all the other countries is what I'm trying to get at. So to paint this a picture, to make the justification that critical race theory has to be taught, I wonder if he would say this about, oh, I don't know, the Bible. Would he? Let's understand, if anything, if any book played a major role in the founding of the country, it was the Bible. Do you think he would say, let's teach the Bible to these military students? Oh, no, no, no. That we cannot teach. So it's fucking false. So I don't respect it. And it angers me that this man is in charge.
Hold on. Okay. Wait a minute. I heard something totally different, obviously.
You did.
Totally different. Yes. You did. You are getting angry about a four-star general. A four-star general that you're right. He had a lot of passion. He talked about a lot of things. But the words that he spoke, first of all, he didn't talk about his everyday military men and women. He didn't talk about the kids coming out of school studying and being educated on critical race theory. He made clear point of saying,
hold on. Being challenged on,
let me finish.
That's what he was being challenged on.
He clearly said that he did that. What he wants is for the higher ranking. And this is important to understand, because I agree with him. He, as a four-star general in the position that he's in, he should fucking understand what is being taught and educated. He should understand critical race theory. He should understand white, whatever the fuck he said, anger, supremacy, whatever. What was the word?
White rage.
I wholeheartedly agree that he and every single one of his commanding officers should understand the depths and what these kids are being taught, what they're thinking, what they're logic is, all of that. He's right in that he should be reading all of those books about Stalin and Hitler.
What he's saying is he has no idea what critical race theory is.
But he admitted that. He admitted he didn't understand. It was the very first words that came out of his mouth. I don't understand what this is.
They're teaching it in West Point.
No, see, Heidi,
so they're teaching it.
Yes. Now, okay, let's go back to that.
But they're denying that they're teaching it. Okay. The students are like, exactly. Here it is.
Okay, well, he's not. He's admitting to it being educated in the schools. Though, Heidi, but he's right. Okay. He's right.
You said your piece. Let me talk. Okay, so my anger with what he said is not that he's trying to understand it. What my anger is that he says that the teaching is to understand, quote unquote, white rage. Okay, but that's a lie, because these classes are not teaching what white rage is. These classes, the critical race theory classes, because look, it may be my fault that I didn't play what was happened before this, but it's a long, you know, he was there for a while. So he was being challenged by Matt Gaetz on the teaching of critical race theory, Heidi, which is something that we are going to, people are going to public schools to protest that, because they don't want it. Why? Right. Because it's cloaked under,
I would agree, in
it's
public
cloaked
schools.
Under Marxism, right? It's to say, right? And so here, but here's my question to him. If he would have come out and said, look, here's the deal. I don't know what it is, but whatever, but let's teach everything. If we're going to teach critical race theory, then let's teach this other side. But he mentioned things that, in my opinion, do not benefit the values that we want to instill in the military. In my opinion, I don't think he would invite a Communist Party leader to come and teach military students on the ideas of communism taught by communists. I don't think he would. I just don't think he would. And we could say, well, we want to understand it, but let's only present one side and not this side. And that's what critical race theory is. Critical race theory is sheds a bad light on American history. I am not saying that America has been perfect. Of course not. Look, obviously there were wars that were fought. A lot of people, white people, died to end it. But to come out and say,
yeah, but you have to understand,
critical race theory is in itself racism.
Yes.
It's racist.
Yes.
Rhetoric for everybody that does not agree. If you do not agree, doesn't matter what your color is. Right. Critical race theory is racism.
Yes.
It's communism through racism. Okay. They're using that as the answer, because you got to remember when this got developed, right? The Black Panthers and a lot of those groups, they were communists. They agreed with communism. You know, like they had communistic, you know,
they still do.
Right. So they're communist organization, BLM. They have the same traits and built off of Marxism. So when they, when the people that support those, I, you know, those movements teaching, their teachings is communism. BLM had to take their shit off their manifesto of what they believe in from their website, because people were like, they were calling out like, look,
yeah,
this is straight communism, guys.
Straight from the
they want to get rid of the nuclear family. Yeah. They want to get rid of this. They want to do this. They want to take over government. Capitalism's bad. And people going, oh. So they took it off because that there's no sympathy then. Because if you're realizing like, oh, shit, this is fucking Marxism and communism. They're using the race to get everybody to be like, oh, take my money. You know what I mean? But it's really not. Once you control those people, you have communism. That's what this is. Stop using it as race.
Okay, so all of that's going
to...
But all of that's going to backfire. All of that's going to backfire.
I don't think it is.
It's going to backfire.
It hasn't backfired.
No, you're missing...
No, Heidi.
This has happened with the Jews. They did the same thing. Hitler did the same thing, and it backfired on that whole community.
Every company is teaching it. Every school is teaching it. Every show has it now. Everything, they've infiltrated it all.
It's a cancer.
This whole thing has been, this has been staged for years. And you're I need to say this.
Because look, while Heidi, I understand, look, we need to be exposed to other ideas, which is it's a good idea to do that. However, the truth is that's not what happens. What happens is you give them an inch and they take the whole thing. This is what happens, because conservatives want to play, well, you know what? Let's be reasonable. You know, in the arena of ideas, ours will win. And it's true. Our ideas will win. But that's not what happens as soon as you bring that in. Because what they'll say is, oh, we'll see. Just the idea of having Western religious ideas and principles taught into our systems is a form of racism. Therefore, we abolish it. That is critical race theory. And that is what it's doing. That's why the universities are no longer the epicenters of knowledge and truth. They are now what we call them, and what we've been saying on the show ever since we started, they are now indoctrination factories. And while we can sit here and say, look, this general, he may have good intentions, but I call him a buffoon. In my opinion, thinking that you're going to let the snake, you know, come in and play, you know, with your kittens, and you're going to be okay. This is not a good thing, especially with the way that the world is moving, like Tim says. There are things that are happening before us. And while we've been saying, well, you know what? We cede this ground to here. We cede that ground to there. Now the military, oh, everything's not going to be fine. And we need to stand up against this, and we need to address it. And maybe I am a little too harsh to him. I don't know him. I obviously respect his sacrifices that he's made for his country. But I'm talking about his defense of this stupidity. In my opinion, it is. Because the same argument, and I'm going to go back to this, because the same argument that he's making for critical race theory, he would not apply to teaching the Bible to all military people, teaching them from religious people the values and everything that's in the Bible. Do you think they would allow that? They would not allow that.
No,
but that's what critical race theory is. Yeah.
And again, I was never a big religious person, but I remember as a kid and, you know, up through my early 20s, the big argument was taking religion out of schools. They didn't want you saying under God. They didn't want
to. Yeah, but
once you start stripping that out, you were slowly.
Yeah, but West Point is still including that stuff in their education. And my only thing and the only point I was trying to bring up is the general has a point in. You are teaching West. They're teaching officers what is coming at them from the public schools. I agree.
No,
I think it's bullshit that the critical race theory.
That's not what they're teaching.
No. Well, they're teaching them that they're fucking privileged.
Yes.
And that they're bad. This is what people don't realize. Oh, it's great. They're teaching you history. Yeah. If it was literally just teaching the history from the other side of the eyes. okay, whatever, that you want to be well-rounded, but when they're telling you you're privileged, you're bad,
right,
you're always racist, that when you see a lot of the true teachings of this, this is what they do. They tell white people, you're racist. You're inherently racist. Even though you think you're not, you're a racist. You're privileged.
For me personally, before I go jump the gun and say that this general and the military schools, West Point specifically, he had specifically West Point is addressed, right? And I want to see how they're teaching that at West Point, because West Point is not the Air Force. It is the fucking Marines and Army.
Right.
And
West Point
is
denying it, even though it's
they're denying
leaked.
The education yes. of the yes. critical race yes. theory. And it's okay. Well, you guys said West Point.
Right,
so.
Right. No, so West Point is teaching it, but they're denying it. And the students, the cadets, have actually leaked it, saying this is what we're being learned. The parents have gone on multiple news outlets saying this is what my kid is being taught. And these people went to West Point, you know.
Right. You know,
and they were going, this is
well,
not
then I think that the meant. Parents and the students need to go back to West Point and say,
and that's what they're
if
trying
you're,
to
hold on, let me finish. Because you guys, we have to have somebody that understands exactly what's going on, and the people that are going to be, to your point, Saul, if we're going to rely on these military men and women to lead the peons of the military, I was the peon in the military. I looked to my leader who went to the Air Force Academy, who went to West Point. Like, those leaders need to understand and have the knowledge to say this critical race theory lesson is bullshit. This is the reasons why,
Heidi,
but it's still what they're being given as.
Okay, so
Heidi,
let's give him the benefit of the doubt. Okay, let's say that he's genuine in his curiosity to know about the other side. I don't believe it, and I'll tell you why I don't believe it, because of his demeanor and the way that he responds, and when he talks about the January 6th insurrection, his facial expressions, in my opinion, say a lot. He's angry about that. He's angry that Americans have grievance with our elected officials because we felt we were robbed. For a general in that high position to talk about citizens like in that way, in my opinion, dude, we have allowed the snake in the garden. And I know you respect the military. I don't have an issue with that. However, we have to point it out, and we have to speak the truth. I wonder if he has the same reaction about BLM. Would he? Why? You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's the thing. Yeah, go ahead.
So here's the deal to that. So I don't know if you saw this. So the transcript came out from the one of the meetings that him, Trump had, you know, in the Oval Office, and Stephen Miller was in there, and he chimed in the conversation. And he's like, guys, he's like, these cities are fucking burning during the protests last summer. And he's like, this looks like a third world country. You know what he said? He said, stay in your lane and shut the fuck up. That was in the
transcripts.
So
there you go.
Right there, he didn't turn around and say, yeah, this is a problem. He said, stay in your lane and shut the fuck up based on cities burning. So right there, when you lose all credibility, because you should say, yes, we have a problem. And I'm not saying send the military, but all right, this is not good, because Minnesota looked like a fucking, when you let full blown buildings burning to the ground, not just one building, a police department, a fucking Target. And you know how big those motherfuckers are. Wendy's, a fucking auto zones. Like, you're watching this shit burn, and you're going, huh?
Right. So let me. I'm gonna again, just for the sake of my point, I'm gonna play again. Look at his reaction when he talks about January 6th. Okay. Now, a general who's representing.
But we should be angry about January 6th. We should all be.
Yeah,
we don't know who it was that did all of that.
No,
we don't know how that was. Like,
the way he words it is white rage. He didn't say we don't know.
Okay,
we don't know.
Hear.
He blamed it on white rage. So he's buying the theory that, oh, it was white people in the right and the extremist groups look, let's just watch this again. Look, his expression. I wonder if he talked about this way with BLM.
Thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America. What caused that?
Really? Overturn the Constitution? See, again, I don't agree with him, and I'm going to point out that I don't like it. And to me, he's a leftist before anything else. I don't like it, and I don't trust it. Look, I get it. Anybody who served, of course, thank you for your service. But it ends there, okay? Your ideas are foolish. And they're going to get us killed. Now, do you know why Americans, look, I'm going to finish with this point and we're going to move on. Do you know why Americans
need AK-47s and M-Abrams tanks, because it should be, and it is protected by the Constitution. There is no way to infringe this because of leftist tyrants eager to quash their opponents. You heard it from Biden's voice, from Biden's speech, because I highly doubt these fools, you know, wouldn't hesitate for one second to target American citizens who they feel are a threat to our Constitution. I highly doubt that.
I don't disagree. And I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you. I do have to disagree with Jeremy on the point that I don't believe that the way that we're moving as a country, that the military is going to defend and protect us in the Constitution. Yeah. I don't. And for somebody who, I mean, clearly, obviously, I'm pretty passionate when it comes to the military side of things, right? Based on the conversation we were just having, but in other conversations in the past. But I have to agree with you, Saul. I fear that the American people that believe as we believe will be fighting against the military that has in all of these centuries protected our Constitution and protected the people. Right. And I don't feel safe in knowing that tomorrow morning we'll wake up and they'll be there to protect us. I don't think that will be the case.
And to even back up as a second option or whatever, right? If Joe Biden or any president of the United States, vice president, speaker of the House, whatever, any of them, right? If they were to unleash the military on the public, right? Private citizens who feel as though that they have a right to own a gun, they're not bulletproof. No, I'm talking about just any
in general.
It's a rogue general.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. Besides, you know what? I don't like the way Arizona's running audit. And we're going to shut them down now. It's like, you don't get to do that.
Jeremy, I don't think you know, when you said that statement about, you know, there are going to be people in the military who won't follow those orders. And I believe that. I truly do. But I know Jeremy's not relying on that to be this. You know why I know that, Jeremy?
No.
Because I've been to your house and, you know what I mean? Like, I know. And so, you know what I mean? Like, so.
You said enough, Saul. Yeah. Stop talking.
They all went to the bottom of Lake Pleasant.
Clearly didn't hear about the damage done to our master bedroom.
So back, you know, to the point of where we say this is infiltrated every aspect of our life.
It has.
So right here, it came out today. Nike had their earnings, okay? Nike's chief executive, okay? This is his quote. Nike is a brand that is of China and for China.
Jesus Christ.
Done.
Really?
Right there tells you everything.
Wow. Stop buying.
You can't go buy Adidas. You can't go buy Pumas. You can't go buy nothing.
You got to buy Pro Wings. Look,
no.
Here's my thing.
But they're all made in these fucking places.
Here's my final message on this topic, and it's to take the example of Jeremy. Arm yourselves, America, because God forbid we have to fight. But there's nothing worse than being unprepared, and we're seeing the writing on the wall. We are, folks. We are. When history writes about this time, will it be a pivotal point? What will historians say about what we did in this moment? You know, because it is moving towards that. All right. Now, unless anybody has anything else, I want to move on to Kamala. Oh, Que mierda.
Who? Wait, shit. What?
Kamala. Kamala goes to the border.
Piece of shit. Cunt, man.
No, she went to El Paso.
She did not go to the border.
She went to El Paso.
Have you been to El Paso?
Have you been to that restaurant on the border? Because I think that's where I saw her.
Oh, my God. It is. It's basically Little Mexico.
That's not it. It goes.
I can't fucking cackle.
I saw this video on TikTok, and it was this. Somebody posted this, and it was Biden talking about the, you know, because he said he's upset that Latinos and blacks are hesitant to take the what is it?
The vaccine.
What the fuck? My brain just blank.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what?
This is bad.
Yeah.
You just had a Joe Biden moment right there. Stuff with the thing,
you know,
and
the thing
and the 30 million and the.
I'm going to whisper. So Biden thinks that Latinos hesitate.
Latinx is
exactly.
Latinx,
I'm
going to
play
right.
This, what he says. Oh, what a fool. And then we'll talk about Kamala's.
I don't know. By the way, I don't know any Latino or Latina that likes Latinx, by the way.
No, they don't.
I don't know.
There's a reason why it's been harder to get African-Americans initially to get vaccinated. Because they used to be experimented on. The Tuskegee Airmen and others. People have memories. People have long memories.
What?
Yeah.
It's awful hard as well to get Latinx vaccinated as well. Why? They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
Did you blow your nose at Latinx?
Did you hear what he said? Wait, go back. Go back.
Okay, you got to hear what he says.
I used to Latinx earlier today when I blew my nose.
Wait, go back. Go back. Let Jeremy hear this. We'll stop talking. Sorry.
They're worried that they'll be vaccinated and deported.
Why would we vaccinate them and then deport them? Wait. We would deport them and let Mexico vaccinate
His face.
Hispanics.
His face right there when it's paused sums it up.
Hispanics were up in, they were upset about this, even when you see on had to cover it. Because, see, what he's doing here is he's insinuating that all Latinxs are illegally here in the country.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure Joe Biden thinks that.
Well, Saul, it's a good thing the girls think you're black. So yeah, you're exactly. Good. You're safe.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. People have to be. All right, Chuck.
Oh, my God. I just hit puberty.
Ay, madre.
Tim, this is Tim. Just call me Tammy.
They really have to be looking at.
Tammy. We're going to call him Tammy from now on.
Sorry, I was watching the Suns game the other day and I lost my voice.
Oh, shit. Oh, that was a tough game to watch.
Game three.
Yeah, okay.
Game two, I'm sorry. So how can any, minority look at this guy or anybody in the party go, they really think we're this dumb? Because they use...
They are that dumb.
You think you're going to get deported for getting invited? It's like, motherfucker. Like, if I live in this country and I got an ID and I got my paperwork.
It's the same propaganda they post about black people not being able to get identity to vote.
No, but that's what I'm saying. Yes. So they said that today.
What?
Merrick Garland said, he's like, oh, we're suing Georgia because people can't, it's racist. Like, can't get a fucking ID?
It's crazy that this guy was about to be a Supreme Court justice. That's crazy. Yeah,
but no, I don't want to go into that, that's an example of like how this party, this administration, is literally using them as the excuse for everything. Oh, they don't want to get a vaccine because they're going to get deported. What? What the fuck? Who the fuck said this shit?
So to back up even further, what makes you think that these people who you think are afraid to get vaccinated because they'll get deported, maybe they just don't want your shitty little vaccine?
But they are trying to spin it to where it's the white person's fault that they want them to deport. You know what I'm saying?
Well, so the only person's fault is Joe Biden's, because he's making these people out to be idiots.
I cannot be on any fucking app. I'm not kidding with you. Even the fucking Bumble and all these dating. Like, the first thing that you see, do you want to let your match know that you're vaccinated? This is crazy.
Look, we can go on and on about this, but. There is something really weird about this.
It's fucking weird,
Of everything, like, I'd rather people say, hey, if they had an HIV vaccine to take to make sure you don't get AIDS, I'd be taking that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But, this is, like, really fucking weird. Like,
put the dick down.
No. It's been down for a while.
God. I need that visual. Stop it.
This is not a life-saving thing. It really is
it's super fucking weird, dude. I think what this is a perfect example. Like, when you do scientific studies, right? You subject your subjects to a certain, stimulus or whatever, and then you have to test to see whether or not that stimulus took. So the government has basically put us into this fear of we're all going to die from this magical virus that came out of. Well, nowhere, because it didn't come from anywhere. Yeah. And now they're testing to see how much of the populace they brainwashed into believing this is really a problem.
Exactly.
And they're getting their numbers right now.
Exactly.
And they're going to keep doing that. They're going to keep coming up with, hey, in 2020, we convinced 43% of Americans that this was actually a problem. Next year, let's try and see if we can get up to 63%.
You know what I found interesting, though?
83%.
Look, I'll tell you this. So, co-worker who was adamant, he's still an adamant Bernie supporter, but I was surprised because, you know, sometimes you get in conversations with you know, co-workers and you leave certain people out because, you know, I mean, you know their political leanings. And, you know, he finds himself into our conversation and he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, no, they're not going to lock this down. Mm-mm, nope. And again, an adamant, you know, Biden supporter saying, nope,
Wait. You said Bernie.
Bernie.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Biden. You know, they're one in the same now.
Biden supporter. Okay.
Biden supporter.
Two old white men. Two old white men saying that the world is racist.
Well, they have different opinions on things.
Exactly. And so, but you know what I mean? Like,
I don't know anymore.
So he's like, oh, no. We cannot stand for this. And I'm like, oh, shit. I think that this whole COVID thing changed a lot of people, man. I'm telling you. It did. I think a lot of
80 million people voted for Biden.
Bullshit.
So.
It's a lie. We all know it's a lie. What happened with Arizona, man? Like, when are they gonna release the news? I thought it would have already been released by now.
No. So they're wrapping it up this week, right? The ballot, the hand counting is done. They're going through the paper evaluations. They got a couple boxes left. Then the report's going to be written. The report's not going to be ready until they said probably the end of July. Mm. Beginning of August.
Okay.
Because it takes time, right? You're doing a full blade.
But you were saying that there's been some progress made in legislation, right? Watermarks?
They're trying to push for it all. Part of their legislation today, they said they passed some voter integrity shit, but it didn't say what was in the bill when in the highlight just said voter integrity stuff that they put in that they passed today. So I don't know. I didn't get a chance to fully research it, but I know Wendy Rogers, Senator Wendy Rogers, she wants, like she said, like when they were like, oh, we need, you know, they said something. She's like, yeah, we need watermarks on our ballot. So to me, I think they're letting some things out without saying what they found yet.
What is the point of a watermark on the ballot?
Authenticity. Because how do you, if you have a specific watermark that nobody knows until like, you know, the day of, how do you counterfeit ballots? You don't know what the watermark is,
so it would be like a secret watermark. No one would know what it is.
Like a secure check, it has watermarks in it,
right?
Well, they would probably have, you know, specific security measures built into it. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, so the I guess the problem is if you have a, you know, unscrupulous person who know in the election process, right? Who knows what the watermark is? They can easily tell.
I don't know.
Their cohorts, I think they also crime what it is, it, and they can print out
signature. So think about, right? A secure check, like when you get a bank check, yeah, and they pass signature of that too. So if you have, think about a secure check, they have watermarks on that, right? So they have specific watermarks, even $100 bill, they have multiple watermarks in there to check if it's valid or not, down to the paper, right? So so you could say, oh, here's my watermark, but if you take a certain mark and you swipe it and it turns yellow, yeah, it's fake ballot. Like they're putting security measures into the paper, just like a check.
That's good. Hey, look, anyway.
Yeah, but that could still all be duplicated.
You would have to go through a lot. You would have to go through a lot.
Yeah, you have to go through a lot to fake an election,
dude,
too.
Dude, at that point, if you can beat that, fuck it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Well, then you're determined. Yeah. But
they're determined, all right. They've been doing it for God only knows how long.
But this is why they have the IDs, the signature
this
verification,
is why I think
the watermark.
Mail-in ballots should only be for like military personnel, people who are living abroad, you know, things like that. You know, anybody else, you know what I mean? Like
I agree.
If you got 2 feet and can walk into that fucking boot, into that station, you should be able to do that. And again, election day should be a guaranteed day off. We shouldn't be worrying about going to work.
That should be a holiday.
You want to get everybody to vote? That should be,
yeah.
That should be 100%. You should have the day off of work.
November 10th.
Yeah. No, but everybody should have election day off to go do your citizen duty.
Sure.
Do your part. If everybody can take off, everybody goes votes. If I sit in line, you can then have more sites, more this, more that. Because everybody.
Well, so even it's kind of to that point. Even if let's say you're in the hospital, right? You have a condition where you can't leave the hospital, and you want to vote. How about we have ways at which you can register, you know, up to a week ahead of time or whatever, and says, you know, I am stuck. I'm stuck in my house. I can't leave, medical reasons, whatever. Do we have an official from the the elections division go to that house and let them cast their votes?
But here's the deal. If you say, well, hold on.
Or is it just if you can't make it to the poll, you don't get to vote?
The point of early voting, if you have secure elections, you can vote early because the ballots are there. You're still validating the signature. You're just not sitting with the fucking rush, right? And all that's already can be scanned. And the day of election, you should only be scanning so many ballots and saying, oh, within 2 hours of the polls closing, okay, we're done. You know, because if you had 10 million people in Arizona and 4 million right. people early voted, you only have 3 million ballots to fucking count. Exactly. It shouldn't take fucking 2 exactly. weeks to count that. See, motherfucker.
And that's what the right, Democrats right. were banking on, is that, oh, this is going to take a while. We can sneak in shit here. I'm good with early voting, you know, and don't release the results, because what they're counting on is, oh, look, we're down by this much. This is how many ballots we need. Stop counting at, you know, whatever, 9 p.m. and then freaking 3 a.m. in the morning, 200,000 ballots show up. Yeah. So, you know, I'm talking to you, Georgia. Anyway. All right. So Latinos, they ended up protesting Kamala Harris out at the border in El Paso.
Who?
Kamala. Kamala.
Oh, her. Oh, yeah.
Kamala.
Yeah, yeah. What is it? 6 months. 6 months into it, and Kamala. They're just now getting down to the border.
93 days since she's been by.
And the reason she went out there was because Trump said, "Hey guys, I'm going to go there at the end of the month." And Kamala says, "Like, well, that's weird because I'm going there in 48 hours.
hold my beer."
That's exactly what that was.
All right, let me show you this video. Freaking Kamala.
Fuck Biden. You know Trump won.
Those are all Latinos, by the way. Go back, they tell
him. No, they're white people dressed as Latinos.
It's white rage.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'm white now,
of course. That's what that is.
Good morning, America. This is Irina Armendariz.
Kamala.
That was pretty funny.
So Kamala in Spanish means... How mean?
How mean?
Mean bitch.
Kamala.
Mean bitch.
Mean bitch.
And I'm here to say, Kamala, you came a little too late. We have had this crisis for years. We need solutions. We don't need you parading in the Border Patrol station or acting like you care. Americans matter. America matters. God bless you, America.
I love it, man. Yeah.
Mm. Fuck you. That's white rage. I got to understand white rage.
I'm telling you, man. I am expecting a knock on my door, you know. FBI, open up.
Spread exactly. your legs.
What?
Like,
he was suicidal.
Patriotism is the new punk, like Tim was mentioning, in Loudoun County, Virginia. We talked about that. Busta Rhymes. Did you guys hear about the Busta Rhymes out in his concert? He badmouthed.
No, I haven't heard Busta Rhymes in forever.
The mask, and he's done. I'm telling you, man. Oh yeah, no. Dude. I'm telling you, this shit is turning a lot of people. Let me play the.
Rob, like the Dungeon Dragon got really mad. Oh, Busta, I love Busta. Oh my
Busta
God.
Rhymes we was talking straight back.
Look at that.
It's called the God-given right of freedom, right? No human being supposed to tell you can't even breathe freely. Fuck your mask. I'm not saying. Some of y'all might feel differently, but fuck your mask. I can't rhyme to you with a mask on. We can't eat food with a fucking mask on. We can't even see each other smile with a mask on. Yeah. Damn, no. I come from a time where before I used to even want to holler at a chick, I used to have to do shit with my face to let her know that I'm into it.
Tim's move. Tim's signature move.
Now you just raise your eyebrows.
Energy is important. And we are all conductors of fucking good energy.
I like it, man. I like it.
Here we go. He's been called a fucking conspiracy theorist and fucking right. wants to kill grandma.
Yeah.
And so you said he's done now? What do you mean by that?
With the mask.
You know, I don't know what...
He's done wearing a with the mask
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, he's fucking
okay,
dumb.
Okay. I thought maybe you said that maybe they blackballed him or something because he said that. Okay. So he's done with masks.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
He's about a year and a half late.
But you know what's unfortunate? Because they all got paid.
Yeah, true. Thank you, Busta.
So what I laugh about is when watching the NBA... Right, because I've been watching the Suns game. Right, so they went. They've been playing the Lakers, the Nuggets. And now they're playing the Clippers. They're back in L.A. I don't think any team's ever played both L.A. teams, by the way.
That's crazy.
But what's interesting is, you know, when they're playing in, you know, Talking Stick Arena, whatever the fuck it's called now, arena's packed. No masks, mm-hmm. but everybody's sitting on the court, you know, on floor seats because they're all the celebs. Oh, they all got to wear their masks because you know why? Their PR team told them they have to wear masks because, you know, you got to still tell everybody, double mask.
The Suns PR team or just their
celebrities, they're not allowed to think for themselves. They're told what to do. Because if, God forbid, Larry Fitzgerald was shown without a fucking mask, oh my God, look at Larry. He's, you know, not setting a good example, Larry. Not good for your brand, and we'll fucking shame you for it. So when I see celebrities speaking out now, fucking, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Eric fucking Clapton is saying, don't get the vaccine. He's like, I don't know if I'll ever be able to play it, but I still don't.
Oh, yeah. He lost feeling in his fingers or something,
he's
right?
He's like, yeah, wow, really? I don't know if this is a good idea, guys.
Oh, yeah. He got the vaccine. I heard that. He got the vaccine, and he's like, I don't know. Like you said, I don't know if I'll ever be able to play the guitar again. I can't feel my hands, or he lost. Is it lost control or lost feeling? Yeah.
Think about that. A guy with his platform went out, did those interviews and said, fucking don't do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't outweigh the pros.
Did it come back? The feeling?
I don't know. It probably did. But he said, I don't know if I'll ever be able to play again.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's a healthy dose of distrust towards government, and more people need it. I think that's the vaccination that people need.
Election virus. I love it. I heard someone call it the election virus. I was like, oh, that's what we need to start calling it.
Listen to this. This broke. And again, this all leads back to Miley and fucking Fauci and all this. So back in January, the NIH did delete, apparently, data that came from China about the different strains and how variants. It evolved. They deleted it on behalf of the Chinese scientists. They deleted it out of their database and they got caught, right? And this shit was back in 2019. We all know that. But what's interesting was they knew about this shit back in October of 2019. You know what happened in 2019 as well, right? At the same time, the fucking military games were hosted in fucking Wuhan. Or it's in that area, right? The military, where they invite all the different militaries and they have like the military Olympics, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The military Olympics.
COVID. So a lot of the military people that participated in that, when they left, you know, they got it there and they left, they had all the symptoms, but nobody knew they were like, oh, you just have the flu. So this shit, they're saying that China might have fucking developed to fucking infect all the goddamn military. And then when they came home and then spread this motherfucker out. So this shit is blowing up big right now.
I think we need to sue the hell out of China.
I think it's more than just sue. I look, man, I'm telling you. And I don't understand why the fuck they're able to fucking buy land. This makes no goddamn sense. When I heard that fucking China owns land in the fuck out of here, dude. Oh my God.
Next to military bases.
It's like, what?
Dude, they own the windmills and the turbines and fucking solar farms. That just happened to be on land right next to the military bases. Go fucking figure that shit out.
Yeah, but you know what? The Chinese government wouldn't allow the United States to own any property, and especially not nowhere near their fucking military bases. Yeah, fuck out of here. This is so stupid, man. And we like willingly.
Yeah, who approved that? Is it Clinton?
No fucking idea, man.
Probably Texas. So there's apparently Texas Electric Company is selling the equipment necessary, like thermostats and stuff for homes, and users of the thermostats that the electric company has installed in their homes and that they've bought from the companies are reporting complaints that their electric is being controlled.
Yeah.
Their heat and their AC and their lights. And so they're
hacked into them.
No, the electric company, because they're selling the equipment and installing it, the electric company is going, oh, you've met your quota.
Yeah.
We're not allowing XYZ.
So in Texas, to your point,
in Texas, they were asking all the citizens, because they're in a heat wave, to say, hey, can you, you know, you got to up your thermostat because we're in a heat wave and we don't want to blow up the grid and have like brownouts, blackouts and all that shit like California. So they were like, fuck that shit, it's hot. So everybody had it down and they were like, look, we had it at 72 and they watched it going up. They're like,
yeah, they're reporting the power company is tapping into their home because they bought the equipment from the power company and the power company is taking it upon themselves to tap into the home.
Texas. Ballsy.
Yeah. And, dude, Texas was one of the states that Jeremy's like, we'll go to Texas. I'm like, you're fucking crazy. We are not. They're turning into California. I tell you.
Well, look, if you go and you get off the grid, you know, that's the way to do it, man. Shit. Hey, look,
you're never off
not
the grid.
Not doing it in Texas.
you can get off the grid, man. You buy
generator.
You buy you buy 500 acres out in the middle of nowhere. You are off the grid. You're drilling for your own water. You're digging your own septic tank.
Cows.
You're growing your own food. You're raising your own animals. You're shooting your own guns.
Telling you, man.
No, you're right. I mean,
but it's not an easy. It's not the life that we all become used to because America is great. But you don't have to.
John McAfee, baby. Let's talk about Mr.
talk
McAfee.
About John McAfee. What happened with that? There's a lot of conspiracy swirling around his death. So John McAfee was found dead in his cell after Spanish government had confirmed that they were going to extradite the U.S. request because the U.S. submitted an extradition request.
Wait. I don't know who this guy is.
John McAfee.
Stop. John McAfee, founder, the guy who started McAfee antivirus
okay,
software,
got it.
Software
yes.
company,
now.
Was found dead in his cell in Spain.
So John McAfee has been.
Why was he in a?
Because he's been so in the United States. He was wanted for tax evasion, and so he was just running away from that. He also lived, I think, in Belize for a few years, where he's being pursued for, you know, to come back to the country to answer to some murder of his neighbor. There's been a couple of documentaries on his life. I don't know if you've heard any of that, what's been going on. But towards the end of it, well, obviously he's the guy who founded, you know, McAfee. You know, this guy is actually a really interesting character. I don't know if, you know, again, some of the documentaries are a little bit outlandish, but, you know, apparently they're true. You know, I'm talking about him having... orgies, even during the time of the McAfee thing, where, you know, he would have what is that, contests and people having sex in the office, and that's how relaxed the workplace was. Anyway, so he's kind of like the Wolf of Wall Street, but like times 1,000, because this guy was doing drugs. You know what I mean? Like it was crazy. So then again, he goes to Belize because, you know, he just wanted to live a peaceful life out there. But then he gets involved with like ex-drug guys. I think he had this girl, some girl doctor who was looking into some medicine. I forget what her research was. Anyways, she ends up coming back to the United States, accuses him of rape. So this guy has a like a very long rap sheet of just allegations and all this and that, but he's never been able to get pinned down, you know, until the United States, you know, like he was, cause he ran for the Libertarian Party. He was in those debates. This was years ago, I think back in 2018. I don't know. Tim might know, but anyway, so he was in the Libertarian Party, yada, yada. Shortly after that. And shortly after he starts, making certain allegations about the government, corruption in the government, people started again. This is when his documentary started coming out that he's a crazy guy and, you know, he's on all these drugs. Anyway, so then he ends up going to Spain because he's avoiding the U.S. government, who, you know, now wants to jail him. So long story short, he ends up, Spain agrees to the U.S.'s extradition requests, and that day the next day he's found dead in his cell. And
Epstein.
Go ahead Jeremy.
Comparing it to Epstein, right, there was a shitload of questionable things that happened for the Epstein suicide. Well, he wasn't the Epstein murder, right? His roommate was conveniently transferred. The cameras were conveniently dismantled for maintenance. You know, the people that were supposed to be watching went on a 30-minute smoke break. All of this shit for Epstein just screams they killed him.
Well, the
is
guards.
Any of that present? Yeah,
yes, the
with
guards.
McAfee.
The guards for
okay,
McAfee.
So let's talk about
saying,
that. I want to hear that.
So the guards with for McAfee are saying they were shocked. This is what's so they're saying we didn't think he was suicidal. His girlfriend, I think, it also came out and says he was not suicidal. His wife, he got a tattoo of his cryptocurrency called WACT. But when he was promoting it or whatever, he was talking about it. He's like, I just want people to know that I'm being chased by, you know, the government. And this is my sign that to show you guys that I'm not suicidal. And if I get whacked, it wasn't by my choosing. So I'm telling you now, the day that he
is
dies,
he really dead?
The day that he dies, a post goes up. And again, this guy's in jail. Okay. A post goes up in his social media account. Was it Instagram? With the letter Q.
Yep. Yeah.
Just a
big fucking Q on it. Instagram
just took it. Deleted. Took it down.
Yeah. Deleted his account.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What did they delete it? Because he was quote unquote dead?
Nobody knows why. They were like, this is weird, because normally anybody who has access to his account can post, right? Because there's dead people still accounts that are active because their family members are posting on their behalf. But the minute he put that fucking Q and that was it, they were like, we got to get rid of this motherfucker because they're going to start exposing some truth, because there's probably videos that he's going to, you know, that he's made.
So listen,
he did an interview the week before. He did an interview like the week before, saying, yeah, I've had, he's like, the government has called me up and said, you know, they found me. And he's like, they want to fucking kill me. He's like, the government.
Why would they want to kill him?
Because he's got evidence. Okay, he had evidence on them.
So let me tell you what happened. So a few years ago.
All right. So
when he was being chased by.
Hold on. Yeah. The idea that he committed, he was killed in Spain was not because they were extraditing him back to America for tax evasion. It's because they were afraid that he had dirt on people and that they were going to get rid of him for that.
He's going to explain. Yeah.
Again, there's a lot of theory. Do not take what I'm saying as true. This is what I've researched and what I've read. So what people believe is that he learned from something that happened to him a few years ago. And what is that? So a few years ago, when the Belize government was chasing him because of the murder allegation of his neighbor, again, you should watch some of the documentaries if you're interested. But a piece of that story is that when he started investigating, because this is what he did, he donated laptops to government officials in Belize that were loaded with spyware. And he claimed that he was listening on all their many conversations. He claimed to have found out that many were involved, many of high-ranking officials in Belize government were involved in child trafficking, drug smuggling. And shortly after that is when the Belizean government started pursuing him. Because up to that point, they really weren't. They're just like, oh, whatever, murder, crime, people get away with crime. But then they started really pursuing him. And it was when he came out with these allegations. Now, again, what was surrounding him was a lot of stories of people saying, well, this motherfucker's crazy. He's in like a lot of drugs, having sex. I mean, one of the documentaries talks about him having sex with Belizean women and they're shitting in his mouth. Okay. So this is how freaking far. Yes. So I don't.
Yeah. He's a freak.
This is fucking weird shit surrounding this guy. So take whatever I'm saying as, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of weird shit that has happened to him. That again points to, this is weird. What people are saying is that because of that incident that happened with Belize this time around, that he may have found certain shit on government officials, he's kept it, quietly, and he hasn't been so overt about it. I don't know how much truth there is to that. There's so much speculation online about this guy's life, but one thing is certain, this guy lived a fucking interesting, crazy life.
So it is interesting because, again, you know, this is why. Gotta love fucking Twitter, fucking Jack Posobiec. Posobiec. I don't know why I can say his name when I'm not on the show for some reason, but on the show I can't say it. So the U.S. So he tweeted out, he's like, the U.S. Embassy in Spain handles all extraditions of American citizens such as John McAfee. This would have been overseen by a position known as legal attaché in Madrid, known as legal attaché in Madrid called Legat. Legat office is run by the FBI through their International Operations Division. Chris Way again. So once again, the FBI also had Epstein.
That's crazy.
Or they were in that maximum.
Oh dear.
So that's that one. Then in, what is it, Sunrise, Florida, there was a condo that half of it fucking collapsed like the next day.
Imploded,
right? Just one side, but the way it went down, it looked like straight up like fucking Las Vegas casino going down. You know, and I look at this going,
it looked controlled, but they're claiming it was. Yeah.
They've known for years since the 90s, but apparently, this is what's even crazier, is apparently John McAfee had a condo in that fucking building that went down.
The next day?
Yeah.
The next day, dude. There's a lot of weird, coincidental. At what point in time do you say there's too much coincidence around this shit? I don't know, man.
I don't know. Nobody's really, I haven't seen 100% proof that he had, but there was a lot of things going, no, he had a condo there,
why I lean towards there's some validity to this, and I'll tell you this, is because the powers that exist are so quick to quell anything. It's weird, dude. You got Google, you got the news. Everybody, like Tim says, as soon as the Q went up, it's what, the 16th, 17th letter of the alphabet. And people are just like, as soon as they see it, they freak out. And social media is completely censored. Look, I'm on TikTok, right? And I got people who I follow who are like, oh, I had to create a new account because as soon as I posted about McAfee, my account was removed. Why would social media be so invested to shut this down? Why? If people are crazy and this is not true, then the truth should, you know what I mean? Like the truth will prevail. But according to the powers that exist, they need to be in control of the news. And that's why I hesitate to brush it off completely. I see some truth to this. This guy, like I said, he had a lot of money and he had a lot of ways to, like with the laptop thing that he did in Belize. And shortly after that, like you said, and documentaries that came out on him, trying to shed a bad light on him, a lot of things chase this man. But I think he also did put himself in fucking weird situations just because he was hanging out with drug dealers.
Oh, he was
and
crazy.
Fucking.
He was a he.
Yeah, he was crazy.
He partied like a rock star, man. He's like the true eccentric billionaire. You know what I mean? Like, like everything that everybody thought Trump was John McAfee. You know what I mean? Like, you know, the drugs, the this, that. Trump like doesn't even drink fucking beer, dude.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Not, all right.
All right.
You can't trust a man that don't drink either.
All right. We're going to leave it there, ladies and gentlemen. Stop it.
And deplatformed.
You have been. I know it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. And like we do on every episode, we're going to leave it. I only got one today, guys. I was a little lazy with
that's
my
fine.
Funny moments.
McAfee didn't kill himself.
But slacker. Here we go.
I already see this ending bad.
Because if he comes too far and too low, then he gets slapped in the face. Then he gets slapped in the face.
he's like what just happened?
If he comes too far and too low, then he gets slapped in the face.
I'd be so mad.
So what's funny,
his face guy?
What's funny about this video is
he
that
he just kind of looks off like
so what happens
did
is
he just do that
after this a lot of people are like, why didn't you just take it, man? Like, I would have been pissed and I would have been this, I would have done that. So he posts the video and he's like, apparently you guys don't know who this guy is. He's a freaking, I don't know how many knockouts he has. He is a UFC fighter. And he's like, you think I'm going to try to get, I won't win.
Try to get into it. With
that's committing suicide. Exactly. When you're a sensei or your instructor, yeah, you're not better than him. So yeah, come at me, bro.
So you just got
to be night, night. Night, nine, and five
he just
seconds.
Gives the side eye.
No, that kid would be 9, 9, and 5 seconds.
So, the guy that slapped him, what was his name? The UFC fighter?
I don't know his name. I forgot.
He seems like a dick. if he's taking somebody who's sparring with him and slaps
Yeah, but the
like
way
that.
He like looks at the camera like that just happened, and then you can start to see a smile break on his face. So
it's okay.
I'm sure there was planning and to some extent.
No, but he's being a wise, like he's joking around, like I'm gonna fuck with you. You know what I mean? He's probably telling we're gonna
overreach because if he comes too far and too low. Then he gets slapped.
See, like, look right there. You can see the smile starting to break on his face.
Well, because he knew
what
he
else
got
is
got.
He gonna do?
He's like, fuck.
No, because he knew he got got on that.
Because if he comes too far and too low.
I love this fucking money.
So,
I'm sorry.
It's a, you joke with your friends. You know what I mean? Like, if you teach people,
Jeremy
like, if you always fuck with people. Like if you always fight, like it's like
it, he will.
If
like
you
it.
Always, if you're known as a jokester or a trickster or something like
please,
that,
please let me tell you.
You know what? And the guy's like, "Hey, we're gonna do a video real quick." But the guy knows to always like not drop his guard with them. He's probably, "Oh, we're doing an industry, not thinking about it," and he's like. But he's like, fuck, he got me again. You know what
I
mean?
And
like,
it could be, to your point, it could be a training thing.
Yeah,
like
he got
got.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Again. And that's why the spark, like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, you did this to me for the first year, and I finally wised up, and then I let my guard down.
Yeah.
And you bitch slapped me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And Jeremy fell asleep. We will catch you all next time. Adios.
Auf Wiedersehen.
See ya.
Bye. McAfee didn't kill himself.
Why are we whispering?